You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, back to basics. Here we go again. Let's see what we can get done on this thing. Most people would go along with what Jesus said in Matthew 18:21. It says, then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Oh, wait a minute. Until you actually have to put that into practice. 70 times? 490 times? Come on. No way can he be serious after, maybe 5, 10, 15, 20, somewhere in there you're going to say, you're not even serious. You know, you ask me to forgive you because you've done this sin against me, because you've done this thing yet again. That shows that concept behind that is how many times God forgives us. Over and over and over, we screw it up. We mess it up, and then we come to God in repentance, and we ask him to forgive us. The fact that he is willing to forgive us, he wants to teach us that we should be willing to forgive our brother. And this comes out of a concept in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 17, I'm going to read to you. It says, you shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall surely rebuke your neighbor and not bear sin because of him. You shall not take vengeance nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. You know, we're not supposed to hate our neighbors. We're supposed to have love and compassion for our neighbors, for our brothers. And, you know, while we're talking about these concepts and these things that are in the Bible that a lot of people don't literally practice, most people recognize that the health value in keeping God's statutes, most people that keep the Sabbath and try and at least keep the Ten Commandments, most of them will eat only clean, healthy foods that God defines. Oh, yeah. Please don't have a heart attack. Pork chops are not on the menu. Clams, oysters, shrimp, the bottom feeders, the catfish, the buzzards, the skunk brains, the monkey brains, the rattlesnakes. None of that is on the menu. And they are all forbidden foods. Well, they're not even food. They're all forbidden creatures to eat in Leviticus 11. So, a lot of people will keep that, but they won't obey the statute of teaching their children and their God and their grandchildren God's statutes, like in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 17, to turn their hearts to God, Malachi 4. And I'm going to quote to you, we're not going to have time to go through it today, so make sure you tune in tomorrow. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1. I'm going to quote verses 1 through 9. And it tells us the importance of teaching our children God's ways by living it as a lifestyle, a way of life, dedicating our life to God. Everybody talks about these concepts, but here's where it tells us how to do it.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.